And now that we understand a bit more about how it works, it's time to have a think about what sorts of immediate impacts might be felt by society as a result of its introduction, and how it could change things further in the future. Now, earlier on, we mentioned that some schools in America have already taken a very swift and hardline approach to students using ChatGPT to avoid having to finish their own assignments. They've banned the chatbot from computers that are hooked up to the school's network.
Vitamir Kovanovic is interested in this. He's a senior lecturer at the Centre for Change and Complexity in Learning at the University of South Australia. His background is in computer science and he specialises in learning analytics. He told me about how large language models could change education for the worse, but also for the better.
We had conversation with teachers in South Australia about what are the ways you can use this. And there are several really potentially beneficial ways, using it to very quickly generate a set of exam questions that haven't been used in the past. Previously, educators use question banks. I personally, with a colleague, we were just testing the system and we used it to generate the syllabus of the course. It actually produced very impressive syllabus. Then we said, how about you put a little bit more practical work in weeks 5 to 7 or whatever, and then the system generates another one. And that's how you have to use it. This kind of system will require still a lot of skills to use. Literally, almost as, you know, you hired a great composer and now you want him to compose something for you. You really need to be able to articulate what you want and be able, when it comes back with something, to say, ah, this is not what I actually wanted. I wanted slightly more dynamic, or I want it more darker tone, or whatever. You will need to understand and be able to communicate with the machine to achieve what you actually want it to have.
It's interesting you framing it as the way it can be used to the benefit of education. I completely agree with those points. But I wonder if we could just rewind a bit and think again about how in the hands of the students, especially in the short term, because playing around with the technology myself, right, I can see how it would take a lot of the heavy lifting out of a task of an essay you've been set for homework. And especially if we continue to see improvements and students learn how to better use the software themselves, presumably this is a point of some concern.
Right away, it will really completely invalidate all the assessment we do, because let's be honest, a big part of the assessment is writing essays, written long written responses and so on. But you can literally say, write me response to this question, pretending that you're a year 8 student, and he will simulate the stylistic complexity that will be expected of a year 8 or year 9 student, or whatever. It can be used, and I'm pretty sure students are starting to use it. More of a bigger question, is this a good way to assess their learning?
Is it possible simply to just police this properly? Can we not just ban the websites on the school network to stop students being able to use it?
Well, on school network, yes, things like that, those are very easy to do. But the problem is these systems will become more and more common. And in a sense, why would you? The only reason to do it is to protect the existing assessment models. And we already know they're really not fit for purpose. So we want to change them.
I've heard ChatGPT be described before as like a calculator, but for essay writing and idea generation. Calculators, obviously, when they became inexpensive and widely available, didn't make maths a redundant subject. Is that a comparison or an analogy you like, or is ChatGPT even more powerful than, say, a calculator? Will it usher in even more dramatic change?
The comparison makes sense, but it's much more powerful. Grammar check would be something like a calculator, something that does something very small, constrained, and it does help. Like writing a good essay with spell checker or without spell checker, it's not the same. But this is much, much, much more than that. It's almost like having professional mathematician sitting next to you. What's interesting is looking at the responses what people had, you know, in the 60s when calculators massively became available. That was the same discussion. Should we allow calculators? Shouldn't we allow them? But solving a big, complex mathematical problem requires you to use calculator 50 times. But how do you assemble the steps, this really critical thinking of, you know, solving mathematical problem? You still had to do it yourself. This system is far more powerful than that. I mean, you can still simulate at least some bit of this, you know, critical thinking. But if you want to really produce a good essay or good written response, you have to still intervene there. You're not just writing. Now you're being given by the computer a written response. And now you as a student, you need to evaluate, is it good enough for my task? you need to go back to the computer, give him more instructions, how to fix it and so on. So it will be far more back and forth.
The landscape just feels like it's changing so quickly. What sort of thing are we talking about when how we change assessment? You mentioned the archaic way of doing it is by just saying no technology, but that seems like teachers will have a responsibility almost to integrate this. People will be using this in the workplace before too long.
It's still really open. We first need to see how people are going to be using this. How would somebody writing a script use this? What's the potential of this? Because this is a very, very fuzzy, different technology than others. Typically, when you develop a technology, you know what are these possibilities. We're not even sure what this technology can do. What we really want to focus on is, let's say you're given an essay on pros and cons of abortion laws or any complex social issue. Really, what you're testing there is for critical thinking. Their ability to critically summarize different ideas, integrate them, compare them, see where there really is the difference. And you'll still have to do that. So the focus should be on that. It will shift a little bit of being focused on writing perfectly, because the machine can do that now. But we'll focus on your logic. What are you really writing there? I think in the future, we'll see assessments becoming more complicated and more demanding.
Tough on kids growing up nowadays, eh? Vitamir Kovanovic from the University of South Wales in Australia there.